Bienvenidos to the 50-50, a Spanish podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
En este episodio estamos hablando about the art of the deal. Tú y yo, babe, somos born hustlers, ¿sabías?
Okay.
So, vamos a hablar de eso. Why we hustle, how hard we hustle.
Oh, okay.
Todo eso va a estar involucrado. It's going to be wild.
All right.
All this and more.
Coming up.
Bienvenidos to the 50-50, a Spanglish podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
The Spanglish podcast, donde hablamos un poquito así and like that, pues mixta la cosa. Our dogs are trying to get in. No los dejes, no los
Did
dejes.
Did you hear him? He's like,
Our dogs, like, no nos pelan until we start talking and podcasting. Luego
no,
they want to come inside.
He's asleep.
Oh, okay.
He did his, like, grunting, moaning when he's, like, comfortable.
And he spread his legs y abrió la puerta?
Sí.
Got it. Okay. So, in este episodio, we are talking about the art of the deal and... Babe, I think that this is an episode de que I am surprised primeramente because tú y yo, we are born hustlers.
That's a hot take, bro. I don't know. I don't know if I feel that way.
We are born to hustle.
Why do you think I
yo, me?
This is not... I'm like Pam when she goes into sales. That's me.
No.
And then she maneuvers her way out of it to become the office manager, or what is it,
the office administrator? Yeah,
because she sucks at sales. I don't know why. We've both worked in a job where we had to sell knives and I made the minimum.
You didn't like that job, but I think this is trabajo where we sold knives. We were selling knives for Cutco and the company was called Vector or something. It was a little bit, como se dice, it was a little bit multi-level marketing schemey, a little pyramid schemey. But it made us good money. Well, it was a summer job. I think it was mostly...
You know how much money I got?
How much money did you make?
I remember because I'm goal-orientated.
Yeah.
And me acuerdo que we wanted to go on a trip with like friends. We were just dating. So we wanted to do a trip with just friends to like the Dominican, right?
Mm-hmm.
And tú me dijiste that I needed like $700.
Mm. Oh, yeah, to carry your own.
For the plane.
Yeah.
For the plane ticket.
Right.
And I was like, okay, cool. I just need $700, you know, for the plane ticket. That's my goal. Obviously, pues también ocupaba dinero para estar allá. Pero yo en mi mente was like, that's what I need.
That's what the goal is.
That's what I made.
Sus.
And then I quit.
I made a lot of money that month.
Granted, we didn't go on that trip, so I spent the $700 on a laptop.
But $700 for the whole month? Or did you do the whole month? Did you do the whole summer? How much did we work?
I think I did a month and a half.
A month and a half. Yeah. Okay, $700 in a month is not really good.
No. Because aunque hacías las presentaciones
y
no vendías nada,
yeah,
they would pay you like $16 per presentation. I remember this.
Yeah, if the lead was good and they were homeowners, there was like this list of requirements, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
But if you like went to these people and legit sold
nothing, I literally just would go and be like, I'm just here to spend time with you and look how these scissors cut a penny, bro. You know, that was it. I wasn't expecting anybody's money.
So in ese punto, your mind was not in the game, dude. You were not in sell mode. I was in sell mode. I made over $3,000. Like, it was really simple.
I know you did. It was, but I don't know why you say we are born hustlers.
Because it's in our blood. It literally is in our blood.
I admire and mil respetos for people who are in sales. I've been working in sales, but differently.
You do it with your massage business.
I can sell a service.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I don't like going to the car dealership and people like smelling my butt. Do you know what I'm saying?
Que like lo más entras, you pull up and then you see like the lions go.
I don't like it.
Fresh meat.
And and you know what? I get really rude. It turns me so off.
Why?
I'm like, I was here to buy something, but the fact that you're annoying me right now makes me not
want
to buy anything.
The fact that you want to sell me the thing that I'm looking to buy?
I will make my own decisions. I don't like people putting thoughts in my mind.
What?
I don't like it. No me gusta. No
but
me
babe,
gusta.
You have your own little side business. You do massage therapy.
Yeah, but people come to me because they need it.
Mm-hmm.
It's different.
So when somebody people goes and buys something,
people like, honestly, like how do I really hustle on my side hustle?
Well, not right now because we're in COVID.
Okay, but before?
You didn't have to because you had a good steady clientele exactly. already. But how did you get to that point?
Well, I worked at a spa for a while.
And?
I proved my point.
I guess that's true.
People liked my work.
It's in our blood. Like, you know, La Raza, there's one thing that we've seen that La Raza do over and over again. They know how to hustle.
Yeah, that's true.
But, siempre,
yeah.
Like, cuando algo, like, como se dice, like, when we're in need, when a family's in need, ¿qué hacen? They don't do a GoFundMe. Hacen una puiza. Mm-hmm. You know, when algo se les atora de que, like, o las señoras de que dicen, no, pues es que no pueden encontrar trabajo, ¿qué hacen? Venden tamales. Like, mi mamá, cuando estábamos en la mesa verde, vivimos en una traila. Uh-huh. And
¿qué tiene que vivan la gente en trailas?
Que no tiene nada, pero I'm saying we were in really poor resources. Like, okay. we were poor. ¿Y qué hizo mi mamá? Se puso a vender burritos, dude. Se puso a vender burritos. And she was, like, selling burritos to all the schools. Like, the Orange Grove, toda la administration at Orange Grove, like, they already knew. Llegaba mi mamá con los burritos, bro. Those burritos were gone. Uh-huh. Así que, like...
Hey, there was also a burrito lady at the county.
Yeah.
Sylvia's sister. I never knew who this lady was.
I've seen it with my kids when I was teaching at COFA. Mm-hmm. Like when we would have our senior year trips, we would tell them, okay, you need to raise this amount of money for the deposit. Y llegaban los chamacos and ellos estaban vendiendo burritos. I've seen kids vendiendo Snickers. I've seen kids vendiendo papitas. I saw a kid, one of my students, that she was literally selling chips and she was upselling el chile y el chamoy y el limón, bro. Like, oh, you want the chips? That's $1. You want chile and limón?
That's a person who has the hustle.
Bro, pero la raza always hustles, bro. En la fila, cuando estamos haciendo fila para México, ¿qué están haciendo? Están vendiendo. No están pidiendo dinero. Venden algo. They give you a service back. Because, mm-hmm. you know, no son... Los que están pidiendo limón es porque de plano, pobrecitos, yeah, yeah. right? But if they can, they'll go out there and they'll sell you a chicle. I respect that. Yeah. In LA and Phoenix and all these big cities, andan vendiendo flores, andan vendiendo naranjas, like, that's what I'm saying.
I miss that.
What do you miss?
Before COVID. Se ponían la gente, like, or maybe porque no salgo casi, I don't know, pero remember before, like, the pandemic, le mm-hmm. compramos un montón de naranjas, toronjas y limones a un señor, and they were so good. And it was literally at the back of the truck, his truck. His own trees, his own stuff that he grew.
Dude, me las fió el guy, acuérdate. It was like $30 worth of toroncas and naranjas, which was like a crazy amount que me dio for that amount of money.
Yeah.
And he's like...
And you were... ¿Cuánto tenías? Like $5?
I had $5. And I was like... He's like, no, no, está bien. Tú págamelo después. And this is not a guy que tiene un puesto legítimo. No, eso no es un guy que lo vas a encontrar at that farmer's market. Es un dude que literalmente me lo topé en el post office and God knows cuándo lo voy a encontrar otra vez.
But we did. We found him again and you paid him.
I paid him and then I bought some more.
Yeah, it was so good.
So a eso lo que lleva. We have it in our blood. Yeah, eso lo que voy. We, si algo se nos atora, bro, we are going to hustle.
I think TikTok has taught me that too.
What?
Like, they always show like Mexicanos on a roof, Mexicanos plumbing, Mexicanos like bailando salsa with those like stilettos doing like the insulation on the roof or whatever. Sí. And it's like, if there's one thing I feel like people are unanimous on is that Mexicans, they hustle, yeah.
Yeah, man. Nosotros no se nos atora nada, bro. Like, la neta. Like, y es la cosa de que, like, for example, people have always been scared of las cosas que nos vayan a suceder. We are in a very fortunate position right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we are very comfortable right now. And I think I feel very blessed about that. Pero a la misma vez, I'm not scared of the what if because... Hemos estado in way worse financial circumstances and we've been fine.
Yeah.
Because we have it in our blood, babe. Tenemos la sangre esa que nos pone a hacer hustle y nos pone a vender. Let's talk about how we paid the wedding. How did we pay the wedding?
You paid the wedding. Most of the wedding.
Now, I didn't have, like, I was working almost full time, but it was kind of PRN. At first, it was in the hospital and then it was like with another endocrinologist and medical assistants were not getting paid a lot.
No, I was in college and I was working maybe like 6 months before the wedding.
Yeah.
That's when I got my real job.
Mm-hmm. As a massage therapist, uh-huh. empezando, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Yo desde entonces, I was working in the hospital. I had left serving and bartending y todo eso because mm-hmm. I wanted something que me daba un horario más flexible to be with my future wife, who I kind of liked, you know? I did not want to...
Sort of.
My plan was not to marry you and then go off and work every week until 2 a.m.
Although you did break up with me like right before the wedding.
Well, that was a whole different story, okay?
I don't think people know this. You guys.
I broke up with you for 24 hours. Less than 24 hours.
Yo me quité el anillo y dije yo a la frega contigo.
Are you really bringing this up? Seriously? Don't think this is el anillo. You're such a liar.
Okay, stay for the outro so we can tell you guys the story.
Sass. So, I wasn't getting paid a lot. So, ¿qué hice yo? I started bartering. I started trading. Uh-huh. I first started with my 2004 Honda Civic.
You know what? I should have known from there. Like, I should have known, like, red flag. Like, I should have... I should have known that 3 years later, you were going to get us in crippling debt.
Because of my hustles?
Your come on. No, it's not even like...
My entrepreneurial spirit?
Your adrenaline junkie side.
It's entrepreneurial spirit, okay? It says, I want to be an entrepreneur. So yeah. The entrepreneur in me, I didn't want to lose what I was building because I was aiming towards having a job that allowed me to have benefits, mm-hmm. that allowed me to have health insurance.
Yes, because you have a sickly wife.
So I needed that. Así que on the side, I was going to hustle and I traded and I bartered. I traded my Honda for a Yukon. I sold that Yukon. And then I traded it, got some cash.
That wasn't your Honda. Oh, wait, that was Michael's Honda.
No, it was my Honda. Michael had the Cherokee. I sold the Cherokee. That's right. And I traded the Honda for the Yukon. I didn't sell it. I traded the Yukon for a Corvette. Rafa went with me. We met this guy at Gila Ben. And yeah. We traded for the Corvette. We sold the Corvette. Used like half of that money to pay the whole wedding off.
No, not the whole wedding.
Well, at least part half of the wedding.
Part of it.
Yeah. And then... with that other money, I got a Mustang. I traded it for a Durango. I sold the Durango. And...
Oh, it's a Durango.
Y luego la...
No, you didn't want to get rid of that Durango. And I was like...
It was really nice. It was really nice. Like, it was really off-roady. Me gustaba llevarme para el río. But the point is que la vendí, and we paid off the wedding, and I paid off the honeymoon.
Yeah, we were able to go on a honeymoon on that.
We came out of this wedding debt-free, and the honeymoon debt-free. Dude.
Eso sí.
So, thanks to my entrepreneurial side.
Oh, okay.
Thanks to my hustle, que tenemos en la sangre, we were able to go off like that. Now, to be fair, it's not always rainbows and butterflies. It did get us into some debt because I did some bad deals with solar. But let's also talk about the time it almost got
kidnapped. That doesn't mean that solar is bad, okay, guys?
No, but like we in this particular solar. Case. No, like in this particular case, this solar company was just like, ugh.
You know? We should ask Isaiah if he wants us to promote him on our podcast.
Oh, we could ask them. Yeah. So let's also talk about the time that the trade went really bad. You were not here with me. I wanted to surprise you.
Dios mío.
Yeah, I wanted to surprise you. Like, fuimos a la República Dominicana, but you stayed a little bit longer with my parents.
Yes.
I couldn't take all the time off that you and my parents could, so I didn't want to rush you. And I was like, stay with my mom and dad. Come back with them.
Yeah.
I had the great idea of, okay, I am going to fix up the yard, the house that we had just moved in. Our backyard wasn't decorated. It was just a big pile of dirt. Mm-hmm. I am going to fix this up for Jessica. Now,
imagine if you would have done it right, like,
that would have been nice.
That would have been so nice.
That's what beginning. I was trying to do. Yeah. So I had a motorcycle and my idea was this. I had traded the camera for a motorcycle and I was like, I'm going to trade this motorcycle.
Tuvimos moto for...
For like a month.
Wait, I was already home.
Yeah, but you had left. Remember?
But we had... Oh, okay, okay. Because it... Okay, sorry.
And then... Continue. I was like, okay, I'm going to trade this motorcycle for landscaping services. That's what I'm going to do. Some guy... It's going to have landscaping services and it's going to be the equivalent of $3,000, right? That was my field. That was my vision. Well, that led to me putting it up on Craigslist. And then some guy like calls me up and he tells me to go to like this real shady part of town in Yuma. And like, we're in this weird back alley and he's telling me that the landscaping services he does. And I should have known, like he was giving me some weird, creepy guy vibes. We're already in the weird, creepy back alley. And he was telling me that. Yeah, he's going to come to my house at 9 p.m. And I was like, excuse me? Yeah, I'm going to get started in your house at 9 p.m. Why would you do that? Oh, yeah, because that's when I work. And I'm like, okay, you're going to start landscaping, dude. ¿Tú crees? Landscaping in the dark. Come on now. Mm-hmm. Pero lo que me dijo. And he's like, oh, show me your motorcycle. Yeah, anything? Fotos de mi motorcycle. It was a cruiser. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's nice. That's nice. Yeah, I like that. I'm like, cool. And he's like, hey, you know what? What? My house is right around the next block. Do you want to take me there? Yeah. It's just right around the next block. Do you mind giving me a ride? And this is already like, you know, everything here, he was already giving me bad vibes, dude. Este guy ya me estabas quemando. Me estaba asustando.
Are you sure?
Sí.
Not to the point of not taking him because you let him in the car and you took him to his house.
Es que la curiosidad is like, okay, I don't want to lose this deal just yet. So my risk to reward ratio was still not enough for me to pull out. You know, like, like not for me to like cancel this deal. It's like, okay, maybe I can still make this deal work. So he can sure. And I let this weird, creepy guy inside my car. Lo llevé a la siguiente cuadra. Y ahí estaba su casa. Y luego, luego. And this was like, not at night. It was the middle of the day. And el calorazo que hace aquí en Yuma, like 100 plus degrees of weather. Y luego me dice, yeah, man, I'm looking forward to coming to your house later tonight. And I was like, wow. I know, dude. Y no le dije dónde vivía. Like, you know, I hadn't told him that yet.
Ah, okay.
So lo bueno, ¿verdad? And he's like, oh, that's my van right there. You see my van? Más creepy, ¿no? Like, of course he had a van, this creepy guy. Claro que tenía una van este dude.
Was it in a good part of town?
No, it was like my first street, you know? Like, yeah, it's like a sketch, man. Yeah, sketch, dude. Sketch. Y luego me dice, do you mind? My van is not starting. Do you, can you help me push it out of the driveway? I felt like in that movie when Jim Carrey and Yes Man, when I'm just saying yes to the dumbest things for no reason, I felt like I was trapped in that scenario. So I'm like, sure, man. Y me bajo, and we're putting my hands on this van, super hot, like my hands were burning, and I'm pushing this van while this guy's trying to steer, and I'm just thinking, what am I doing here? How did I even get into this situation? Like, ¿qué tanto do I really want a yard this badly?
Yo allá en la isla, como que, ay, el guest está bien, ya está casado, he's taking care of himself, or the dog.
Está muy mal, dude. Está muy, muy mal todo esto. Ya finalmente empujamos la van, y me dice el guy, wow, thanks for your help. Do you want to come inside my house? I have some lemonade. And that's what I was like, no. Yes, duh. This has gone far enough.
Guys, every time Jesse says the story, la dice diferente.
No es cierto. What are you talking about?
I had never heard the lemonade.
The lemonade? Well, he invited me inside his house.
Yeah, but was it lemonade?
My, ¿cómo se dice? My trauma dice que fue limonada. I don't know if he invited me for something else and I'm trying to delete it, but it was lemonade. He invited me for lemonade. Okay. And I was like, no, man, I'm good. I should have pulled out three flags ago. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm in my fourth red flag and this has gone far enough.
I'm happy you lived.
No, thank you. So, yeah, a veces mis hustles don't get me in the best of places.
So, el Jesse después de eso duró como otros, no sé, 8 o 7 años para arreglar la yarda, pero...
Pero la hice.
Sí.
And we hustled for that too.
Yeah.
So, you know, the whole thing reminded me of this nostalgia now that we're talking about Craigslist and the Craigslist adventures. I am trying to currently sell one of our cars, and I did not want to put it on Craigslist because Craigslist is kind of scammy. But at the same time, I gave in. I recently gave in, and I forgot how cool it is to browse through Craigslist, man.
Yeah, pero ¿qué le pasó a Craigslist? Porque antes estaba como popping, y ahora no.
Because it was the one site. Like, it was the one site where you could post for free.
Siento que Craigslist ahora es como Facebook, como que only like the older people are on there.
Maybe. They really are, because now you can use Facebook Market and advertise through Facebook. Now you can advertise through OfferUp, you know, or, you know, many other websites que dejan, you know, vender tus
cosas.
Pero
Craigslist que no fue como like the first.
It really was. Yeah. It wasn't an app. It was an actual website that people would use on their computer or mobile phones, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and...
Así encontramos, like, our fridge, our washer and dryer.
Back when I was in my Craigslist days, like, acá, machine, before it was what it is now, you had the option of putting in pictures, but it would be very small pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to sell a Honda, a Yukon, a Corvette, a Durango. So how do I sell that when I'm using my professional DSLR camera? I didn't like the fact that I was going to get small photos. So what I would do, I would go to the HTML code and literally rewrite the code of the website, which allowed me to put the pictures at full page frame, dude.
Okay.
That's how involved I was with Craigslist, para que sepas, dude.
Wow.
I didn't want to have the crappy little photo section. I wanted to have a full
That sounds like me shoot. At 3 a.m. trying to like change up my MySpace
page. Andale, dude. Back in the day where we had to code to get what we wanted. Now you don't. Now, first of all, I had to pay $5 to post my car on Craigslist.
Wow.
I didn't want to do it, but I was like, you know what? It's just $5. Cool. I use the gift card just in case they get hacked. They, you know, they can't steal my gift card any more than it has in there. It has like three more dollars in there. And it reminded me, I like going through Craigslist. I missed this.
Oh, no.
Where has Craigslist been? I've neglected this side of my hustle for far too long. Yes, it did, dude.
Wow.
And it reminded me of your dad. Your dad loves going through Craigslist.
But the only reason why you went on it is because my dad advised you, suggested that you put the car, because we're selling our car.
We are. If you're listening to this and you're looking for a white RAV4 2018 XLE, boy, do I have the deal for you. Tengo un screaming deal.
We have a couple offers, so like, relax.
We have a couple offers, so hurry up.
Oh, okay. No, I'm saying you, like, relax.
No, I'm telling them, hurry up. Act now, because this...
Act now, okay.
This car is once of a lifetime opportunity that I'm telling you here.
Okay, and then?
So dad has always been into Craigslist también. I think we both enjoy browsing and then calling up people. Sometimes I'm not even going to buy anything, bro.
I'm ¿Qué, just... Jesse? Dios mío, por favor, don't waste people's time.
I know. One of the things you have
Tienes
to be
un
careful.
Problema. You yes. have a problem.
You think so? This is bad?
Yes. When you're just calling people, not even with the intention to buy.
I just want
to
know what their car is like. And
But
you know?
Una cosa es que you're at the mall and you're like window shopping.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
No, but that's like you're taking time out of your day. You're taking time out of their day.
I mean, just a little. I might buy it. You might. I might. Yeah.
Okay.
You got to swindle me. You got to wine and dine me. You got to like, you know.
What is the last thing you called that you were not intending to buy?
A motorhome. Yeah. A motorhome. Actually, no. The houseboat today. There's a houseboat.
Yeah, we're not getting a houseboat. Bullheads.
There's a houseboat in Bullhead City. And I'm asking him like, you know, how's the under looking? Is there any rust that I should be aware about? You're right, babe. I have no idea why I do this. I'm all asking him all these intricate questions about the condition of this boat that I'm not going to buy.
You're wasting his time.
I'm not trying to waste their time. I'm trying to pass the time.
Okay. Would you like someone to call you just to get information on the RAV, but okay. they're not wanting
Here's
to
Here's the
it?
Crazy thing. I kind of enjoy that. Well, it's all part of the process. It's mira, all todo es parte del proceso, bro.
Es que o sea, tú en pandemia andas como que extraño a la gente. Quiero like...
Creo que sí, cierto.
I want a stranger to have...
That's very true.
Talk about the weather.
Like I was in Craigslisting cuando era maestro because I talked to enough people. Mm-hmm. Y no quería hablar con nadie at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Ahorita, I don't talk to a lot of people. So I'm like, hey, man, tell me about your car that I'm totally
no, like you
not going to buy.
Sí, hablas con gente, pero estás trabajando o estás predicando. Which, is right. that not enough for you?
I guess not.
Okay.
Because now that I posted my car in Craigslist, first of all, I knew que iba a haber spammers.
Sí.
Hay muchos spammers. Mm-hmm. And they're getting really creative. Like, por ejemplo, estuvo un guy from the Philippines, and I recognized the language that it was Tagalo, que me dijo, oh, I'm going to send you a code because I want you to verify that you're human and you're not a robot. And I was like, oh, okay. Y me mandó un code, pero era el code from Google itself. And I have a history of my text messages where Google has sent me other codes when I've requested my password to like that I forgot it or something. But mm-hmm. So I was just like, wait, what is this person doing? And I looked this up. Turns out that they grab your email from Craigslist.
Same.
And then they click on forgot email as they're trying to log
forgot
in on
password.
Your hand. Uh-huh. On your behalf. Les mandan el code a tu phone number, and then they say, I want you to verify that you're real by giving me said code, and then they get into your account, and then, of course, you know, hacen lo que
van a
hacer. Dude, that's sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, I'm super smart, soy un genio, like, you know, so eso nunca va a servir para mí, pero I can see how it could work for other people, especially the older people. So be careful with them spammers. I knew that was going to be, but I really kind of been enjoying, I'd be lying, I've been enjoying the people texting me. What kind of car do you have? Ya les digo, no. Is there anything wrong with it? No, there's nothing wrong with it. Me llaman. Oh, you know, how much are you selling it for? I'm like, well, what are you trying to offer? Ya me dicen. And I went in literally yesterday, el día ayer, ¿verdad? I went and I met this older couple, and they wanted to see the car.
Yeah.
And they were really nice, and it was so nice to catch up with them. They're from Washington. They tell me what their plans were. They're telling me how often they visit. Like, I had a good time talking to them. They didn't buy the car, but I enjoyed it. I really did. I think I missed that. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I missed the whole process of it. Pero, having said that, every time someone, I'm trying to sell something, I am, no confío en la raza. No confío en ella.
Well, why not?
Because cuando la raza te habla y te pregunta del carro, sé que no me lo va a comprar.
Ah, mira, Jesse.
And I should. I'm not mad at that because, like I just said,
What is it though?
I do the exact same too. No,
this is what happened. El Jesse me dice, hey, I'm gonna go to this place, the parking lot of this place, porque esta pareja quiere ver el carro. And I'm like, oh, okay, like, be careful, you know, take your hand sanitizer, take your mask, like, don't let them in the car unless, you know, you feel like they have to test drive it or mm-hmm. whatever. And then he's like, son americanos. Y yo, ooh.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, these viejitos yesterday, they're
and
like.
And then we stopped and we were like, what are we doing?
Yeah, we had
what
to check ourselves.
What is that? I'm like, I don't know, bro, but like.
We know what it is.
What is it?
Los mexicanos, dude, hay tanta confianza entre la raza que ellos te dan lo más para decir, no, pues mijo, estaba pensando pues en un carro así, pues. Pero pues a ver, voy a hablar con la patrona, a ver qué me dice.
And that's like, literally what happened to us like a month ago.
Literally what happened with us a month ago. The guy went, saw it, asked a million questions, you know, mm-hmm. y le di, like, we were vibing. Conoce a tu hermana, porque aquí todos somos family, one way, shape, or form, you know. So, y pues no, pues está muy bien. Ah, son de confianza. Y no, pues voy a hablar con la patrona sobre eso. ¿Y qué pasó? Nada. No pasó nada. Pero we kind of knew que eso iba a pasar.
¿Y con los americanos?
They were very, very close.
Yeah.
I was very, very close to making that. Pero I know. And he even told me, he's like, well, I don't want to, you know, make you feel like I'm just pulling your leg, son. And I'm like, aww. Sir, trust me. You do not give me that vibe. You know who gives me that vibe? La raza, bro. Myself included, because I am calling people.
You're doing that too.
I have go. Dude, ¿cuántas veces no voy a un car dealer? You asking a full quote on something that I'm not even gonna buy. But I had a whole car yesterday for the whole day. Not yesterday, a couple months ago.
Like 2-3 months
ago. 2-3 months ago, I had a brand new Toyota. What was it? Was it the Sequoia or was it the?
It was a Highlander.
A Highlander, a 2021.
Oh, limited esa pa, edition. Escucha esa pa que yo mi papá dice que las mujeres toda para las mujeres todas láminas son iguales.
Oh, discúlpame. Wow. So now that I know the facts of lo que estaba manejando.
No, me. I'm saying like, uh-huh. Do you hear that, Dad?
That you
I know
me?
That it was a Highlander.
See, it was a 2021 Toyota Highlander, limited edition, but without all the options, bien roquete machine. Mm-hmm. Y fui al dealer en la mañana y les dije, hey, I would like to test drive this car and show it to my family. And they're like, okay, sir, would your family like to come here? I'm like, nel, dude. We're in pandemic.
You threw the COVID card.
Yeah, we're in pandemic, so I'm not going to bring my whole family to the car dealer. I'll tell you what. Let me drive it for the day, and then we'll see. And they're like, okay.
Hey, but you left them our car.
We'll
so,
see.
Like, you were going to go back.
I mean, I was. It's not like I went in. And it's not like I went in cruising with it and, like, me fui para Phoenix y para atrás.
Yeah.
Like, but I literally had it parked all day in my house. And I knew perfectly well that I wasn't going to buy this car. I wanted to at some point. Maybe on the drive over, but as soon as I parked it, I was like, yeah, no, this is not going to happen.
And you made him lose. You probably made him lose the deal that day because you took the car.
Oh, come on. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Señor. He had many other Highlanders to
no
buy, purchase.
Respeto.
No, no es eso.
Pero ¿sabes qué? A mí también como que es bien diferente porque, no sé, a veces siento como, like, I love this car. Okay, guys, we're getting rid of this car because we don't need two cars. We're in a pandemic. I'm not working. Why do we need this car?
I work from home. Why do we need two cars? We don't need two cars.
We don't need two cars. So, like, I'm like willing. I'm fine. I'm reasonable. But I like love this car. And we've only had it for like a little bit over a year.
Mm-hmm.
Y no sé por qué, like, me quiebra el corazón pensar de que it's going to go to someone and they're just going to destroy it. So like un par de viejitos, you know what I'm saying?
Really,
I was like, oh, that's nice. Like lo van a cuidar, le van a dar buena vida, you know? Va lo ocupan. It is like a tata nana car, to be honest, you know? We've gotten that vibe from it before and I love it cuz like I'm an old lady on the inside. So I was just like, ah, me dijiste son un par de viejitos and like lo van a cuidar, you know, and things like that. But then when you told me that they were like white, I was like, oh,
This might happen.
Like they probably have cash. Did they have cash?
They had cash.
Of course.
I'm not gonna stereotype and talk for all raza mexicanos out there. Pero la raza aquí en la frontera de Somerset, Yuma, y San Luis, let me tell you, I know from personal experience, they're just pulling your leg, bro. Mm-hmm. They're just auditing. They're just checking, scoping things out. They're most likely not going to buy. Mm-hmm. Pero cuando el white man te habla, especially los viejitos.
Mm-hmm. Y lleva la esposa.
Y lleva la esposa. Yeah. The only reason I didn't sell it right then and there is because my car doesn't have a navigation system built in.
Which she needed.
Which she needed because mm-hmm. she says that her phone is too small mm-hmm. and she wants things to be easy and that they're at the age where they don't even... Dijo, we don't do 10-year plans anymore. We don't do 5-year plans anymore. Me dijo el viejito, we do 1-year plans, mijo.
Se entiende, se entiende. No so te dijo mijo, pero qué.
Okay. Son. Me dijo son.
Son. Oh, we do he called you plans, son.
Mijo. We don't want to spend, you know, 6 months out of that 1 year trying to find a navigation system for this car.
Yeah.
Which I was like, I understand. Here's some links to Best Buy. I'll call them right now. We'll schedule this, you know, appointment so they can install one. Pero le dije, think about it. Mm-hmm. Y ahí quedó. He put his cash away and he drove off. And that's the only reason I didn't sell the car.
Yeah.
Pero si fuera raza, como el compa que si fuera dos meses, we knew. Come on. Did you know that was that going to go through? Did you feel like it was going to go through?
No.
Exactly. Pero cuando, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Anderson came by. maybe. Just maybe. Except if they're Canadian white. Because if there's anything that I've noticed, I've been working as a mesero. For a long, long time, y los Canadian homies, they're just as codos as la raza, bro. They really are. They are mad codos. Así que they don't count. I'm talking about the Washington whites.
Jesse.
they were so nice.
Alaska, too.
They were so really sweet, nice. Man. I miss talking to viejitos. I think that's what it was. It was my highlight yesterday. Mm-hmm. Pero anyways, that's kind of what we've been, that's our latest adventure right now. We are trying to sell our car. But everything that we're trying to do, it's a hustle, babe. Like even this right here, this is a hobby, but I treat it as a hustle. Yeah. We've been making some money because of it, not from the podcast itself, not from the audience directly, but from the services that we provide.
Yeah, because all our friends don't want to like follow us.
They don't want to buy our merch that we're not really selling. But you know, we're treating this hobby as a hustle.
Yeah,
we hustle forever, baby. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. Hustlers until we die.
Yes. I really like, once I feel comfortable having people back in the house, because I massage out of the house, it's like I really want to see if I can push this more.
Yeah,
like really invest in what I went to school for.
Yeah,
you know, and what I'm paying every 2 years for a license for.
This job that I currently have right now, like it's admissions, but mm-hmm. I'd be lying to myself if I didn't say this wasn't sales. It's sales. There's a lot of sales aspects to it. Mm-hmm. So I treat it like it's my own business. You know, I have the flexibility of having my own hours, but I like that thrill. Me gusta ese proceso.
Yeah.
It's just who we are, baby. There's no denying it. Así que, hey, my question to you is, do you also call car dealers and people on Craigslist with things that you ask for with no intention of buying? Or is that just a me thing?
You need to start a Reddit thread.
I can't be just me. No puedo ser el único. I bet you there's other people que lo más dicen. Hey, this is their way of asking. Like, instead of asking, ¿cómo está el clima? We ask, how's your car? ¿Cuánto cuesta? Oh, and then don't forget the question, the million-dollar question.
What?
What is the absolute lowest that you would take? Siempre te preguntan eso, bro.
Yeah.
I even ask that question. And I don't even care because I'm not going to buy it. Am I alone here? Díganme ustedes. Am I alone in this situation? Así que, yeah. Thank you all. I think that's a good place to.
Yeah, we should end this.
Well, let's end it right here. All right. Let us know your answer to this question here. Y como siempre, everybody, thank you all for listening too.
Definitely.
And that was it for this episode of the 50-50. Dude, hustle, hustle hard, hustle daily.
Yeah.
I live for the... Okay. I make it sound like I'm out there making millions, pero nail. Not a lot
of... I don't think you make it sound like that. I think it makes you sound like you're out there all day
grinding, like, bro.
Grinding, and you're here at the house.
Hey, man, this is a hustle too.
No, hey, social media is hard.
Dude, social media is super hard.
I just made a reel, and it took me like way longer than I thought it was gonna take me for like a 20-second reel.
For a 20-second reel, yeah, I know. And then TikTok is like this weird space that the harder you try, the less people like it. You have to like just not try and post absolute trash, medium, and then you're good.
You have to medium try.
Yeah. We see the same thing with our social media that we have, which is the 50fitty.com.
Actually, I don't even know why at the end of these podcasts you tell people to like share what they think. Nobody wants to engage with us.
Not in public. They do not in DMs.
Como que les damos vergüenza, ¿verdad? Sí, verdad. Les damos vergüenza.
Es lo que es.
I feel like we're...
Es lo que es. If you're listening to this podcast right now y tienes vergüenza a decirle a tus amigos, shame on you.
We're their guilty pleasure.
Ándale. Es lo que es.
I'm okay with that. Pero like...
You're all mad and you're like, no.
I'm not mad. I'm just like... I'm just like no one, because we post sometimes and we ask questions on our
post,
on our feed,
yeah,
and like nobody replies.
But on
but
the
we
DMs.
Put on a we put on a poll or like a little thing to para que on the stories, mm-hmm. and then we get people because no one's gonna know, right? Me dan ganas como de like sacar and post like, oh, all these people are engaging with us, but I don't think people want people knowing that they listen to us.
What it is
so funny,
it is really weird because we get a lot of DMs and then people who have our number, they just reach out to us.
I heard your podcast and this and that, and I'm just like, well, like,
yeah, show it like, publicly, bro,
like double tap on my picture.
I know, like, I just want to say that I really like the episode and let me show you my thoughts about this, which is great, like, by all means do it. Pero te cuesta realmente, te cuesta.
Les damos vergüenza.
Es lo que es.
It's okay, guys. This is a safe space.
This is a safe space. Come on, we're a little community de Spanglish dudes.
Yeah, and dudettes. We're rare.
Neta que sí, man. What you see is what you get here. Así que, pero.
Which comes to my story.
Which comes to your story about seeing what you get. Jessica said she had a story for the outro. A ver. Suelta la sopa.
You guys, I don't know. I mean, our closest sopa. Friends know, pero Jesse broke up with me. I want to say, okay, I was still in school.
Okay, let the record show that if she's going to say that I broke up with her, she friend zoned me first. She friend zoned me. She had it coming.
Okay.
No. Speak your truth, babe. Speak your truth.
Dude, okay, I friend zoned you, but like when I already said yes. Sí. To dating you and to marrying you, you were like, nah.
No, that's not how it happened.
Okay. You want to make me look bad?
That's
bro,
not how
you
it
broke
happened.
Off an engagement.
It was a moment of distress.
Yeah, I guess.
It was a moment
so
of distress.
So I was still in college. So that means that it had to be like 4 months before the wedding.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like 2 weeks, you got cold feet. You know what I'm saying?
What's more of a jerk move? 2 weeks in or 4 months before the wedding?
They're both jerk moves.
Okay.
Don't ask. Don't get on one knee. Invest in a ring. Let me buy a wedding dress and then say nah.
You can make anything sound like that with any statement with that tone. Like, for example, like, don't take out the bread out of the fridge. Put mayo on it. Slice the tomatoes only to not make the sandwich. You see what I mean? Like, it's all...
It's a jerk move. However you want to see it.
That's true.
O sea, pero that's obviamente true. Hay gente que tiene razones válidas por no casarse, por favor.
And
no se casen.
And then there's me.
And then there is you. Tell the people, Jesse. Tell the people.
Ay, no, pues, o sea, no quiero decir nombres, no quiero apuntar dedos, pero llegó un punto en mi vida que dije, is this what I have to look forward to? Is this the environment that I want to be in? And there was a moment that I got really frustrated, not with Jessica, and I'm not gonna say with who, but it was a point that I got frustrated, and I was like, dude, nobody should have to deal with this. Nobody should have to deal with this type of rudeness. So, you know, logically, I took it out on Jessica, because that makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
And I was like, hey, just want to let you know that I don't want to deal with this, and if this means me dealing with this marrying you, then thanks. No, but no thanks. You know,
it was an external situation,
right?
That you were trying to see, like, you were scared that upon marrying me, this was going to become an internal situation.
Yes, exactly.
And so then I was just like,
he says.
And you know, the thing about Jesse is que, like, you guys ya saben, le gusta el drama. Le gusta el drama.
The telenovela en mí.
The guy could not wait until I was done with class so that we could talk reasonably.
I had to do this via telenovela.
You had to call me in the middle. Granted, okay, I went to massage school, okay? We were practicing that day. Uh-huh. We were disrobing. We were getting under sheets. We were like, the whole class was doing this all commotion, the lockers, y todo, putting our stuff away, putting our phones away, y todo, ¿no? This fool calls me in the middle of that whole situation.
Ay, no.
Y pues yo contesté porque pues I'm a good fiance.
Sí.
Y yo contesté. And then he's telling me this whole thing. Like, I don't know if I could do this. And I'm like, this is not the time. This is not the time.
Mm.
And I had to take off my engagement ring porque pues I didn't want to get oil and lotion all over it. But then I was like, if this is it, bro. Like, no te voy a rogar, you know? And to me, it was like such an unreasonable timing and unreasonable reason.
Was it though?
A little bit.
Okay.
Because I told you, it's not going to be like that.
Got it.
Yeah. Because I knew the situation.
Right.
And I was like, no, it'll be fine. Like, once we get married, it's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. Like, it's you and I.
Mm-hmm.
We can do this.
Mm.
Pero I understand. Like, if you feel like you can't handle something right, then don't marry someone.
Right.
But I was very confident that it was going to be fine. But you were, like, freaking out on me. And I was just like, let me finish my class. Honestly, I don't even remember the conversation afterwards. I just remember that moment.
You were very methodical like you always were, which of course didn't help at the time, okay? Because here I come, praying in, and te estaba derramando mi corazoncito, estilo telenovela, como que la Jessica. Dun, 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 and the background, ¿verdad? Diciendo, yo lo más te quiero decir que te amo a ti, pero no sé si puedo seguir con esto. And then you were like, okay. Oh my God. And then I was like, and I don't know what I'm going to do anymore. Mm-hmm. Y creo que hasta aquí llegaron las cosas. Y tú, está muy bien, acepto estos términos, gracias.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, this lady does not like me back at all. What is going on?
It's not that I didn't like you back. It was just, I wasn't going to make a scene.
Of course.
I wasn't going to make a scene.
Wanted to make a scene.
See, you wanted to make a scene. Yes. I didn't want to make a scene. It was like too many people in the room.
Yes.
We were all actually in one big room.
Sí.
So I was like, okay, let me call you back.
Uh-huh.
We can figure this out.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Sí, pero no. Tú no tienes que... En mi familia, you had to meet that same energy right back. Okay?
No.
Even that, I went back to my game plan and I was like, what did I do wrong? Like, you know, like I called the scene, check. I raised my voice, check. How come she didn't meet me back with that same energy?
No, because I don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes... I probably do sometimes, but it's not like my immediate natural reaction.
It's not
reaction.
Your go-to.
No.
So
what happened after?
I don't say algo like no sé like.
We finally talked, I assume.
We had tacos. No, we talked. Y pues, o sea, me calmé las pilas yo y tú demostraste tu lado más empathetic. Empathetic?
Sure.
You were empathizing with me.
Yeah, I understood you, but I was just like, bro, come on, we can do this.
But then you were being like, you know, at first I was mad that you were kind of being cold and dismissive, but then you were being loving, and then I calmed down and I was like, you're right, I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anybody to trust in here, it's you. And how has it been? And I apologized and I was like, I'm so sorry, I've never done it again. And to be fair, I've never broken up with you ever again.
Hasta la fecha, contando.
Bro. All right?
Yeah.
Nunca. Nunca.
I know, but I love bringing it up because not everybody knows, and it's like, what? Jesse
Scandal.
Broke up with you. The fact that you broke up with me, bro. Where are you gonna find another me?
Let the record show that she friend zoned me first. The fact that she friend zoned me first, bro. Come on, this girl's tripping. All right, and we thank you all for listening to the 50/50. If you like more of this, check out our website, the50/50.com.
Like our stuff.
50fifty.com. Our Instagram, the.50/50. Yo, we're working hard, bro. We out here hustling for the sake of the hustle. Así que, does it kill you to drop a like? This is what Jessica's ordeal is right now. Is that, babe? Does it kill them?
Yeah, ever since I took over, I didn't take over, but ever since I've been more on top of social media, I'm just like, why am I trying so hard if I'm not getting nothing back? So,
please,
I don't know.
Please validate her, everyone. Thank you. She needs to be validated.
No, not that I need to be validated, but I'm just like, why do people try so hard?
I think I see it. No, well, we're not. I don't think we're trying like a guy.
Do I need to try harder?
Nah.
Okay, good.
We're trying fine. Like, we're being engaging. We're
medium.
Being cool. We're being medium. Exactly. We're being ourselves. And that's all we're ever going to be. Y si les gusta eso, stay tuned for next week. Y si no les gusta eso, well, thank you all anyways for listening to
The 50-50.